I'm Sharon Sims. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area, part of RE/MAX Metro. This is my 21st year in the business. I think the internet-empowered consumer is looking for information. If a listing doesn't have photos, they aren't even going to read the description. They're just going to go on by because there are plenty of others that do have photographs. If it's on a site that doesn't give the address, you know, doesn't give the neighborhood, they're not going to play games with that. If it's someone that doesn't put prices up on their listings, they want information. They don't want to play games. So the more information we can give them, and the more, because the true internet consumer with all that information is more likely to use a realtor rather than less likely than the general population. And what they want from the realtor is the interpretation of all of this data. They want the things you're not going to find online. What are the trends in the neighborhood, and what are the traffic patterns, and what do you think is going to happen if I need to resell this in a year? What do people like about this neighborhood? What kind of things can I do to this house because it's ugly from the street, but I love the inside? And the whole process of the transaction, of helping them through the inspections and the financing and the insurance issues, which in Florida is a big one. So all of that are services that's where we bring a unique value. It's not as a gatekeeper to information. And oftentimes, well, I have my listings on my site as featured listings. I also have sold listings, so they can track what's been happening in those neighborhoods, what were prices, and you know, what are list-to-sale ratios. I have a place where they can search the MLS. They can search the local MLS, or they can search for international luxury properties. I mean, there are lots of choices there. And a lot of times, if someone is first starting and calls us and sends down their requirements, and their requirements are not realistic for our area, then we'll send them two sets of data. So that here's one that is in your price range, and here's one that meets your requirements. Which one is going to move? Getting a 4-bedroom pool home with a large backyard and vaulted ceilings within 15 minutes of where they're going to work, and they want that for $250,000, it's just not going to happen here. So we don't want them to think we're not listening to what they want. And it's one thing to say, you know, that really you can't have those things at that price, but when you can show them by saying, okay, here are the properties, here is what the choices are that come closest to what you want in your price range, and here are the things you really want. We're hearing you. We know what you want, but this is what they're costing here. So are you going to spend more money? Are you going to reduce what you have to have in a house, or are you not going to take the job? And I think the other thing that is really helpful when they work with a realtor rather than just online is the kind of questioning we do before we get to the counseling phase. I need a 3-bedroom home. Well, okay, that's fine. How are you going to use those 3 bedrooms? Well, we need one for an office. Okay. Is it possible that you could use a 2-bedroom home that has an office? Well, yes. So it's asking the whys for things, and that gives you more creativity in being able to meet their demands. Do you have people that, you know, are going to take a job transfer or considering an offer or just decided they wanted to move or they want a vacation home, and they start looking online because they can do it when they want to do it. They can do it in the evening when they get home from work. They can do it when they're waiting in an airport and have their laptop there. So some of them will, even though it's a fairly imminent move, will do that. Others have just had a call for a job interview, and they immediately go online to start looking at properties. Many of the ones that come through lead generation or, you know, just inquiries may be, I'm going to move in a year. Or they may be, I'm going to retire in 3 years. So it's just like somebody that calls you on the phone or walks in the door. They can have varying time frames, but in general, the internet consumer is going to have a longer time frame. And that's really why the ones who are on a long time frame don't want to be bugged by realtors prematurely. And that's why you get the Mickey Mouse at abc.com. First, of course, would be thanking them for contacting us and visiting the website and so on. And depending on how specific their initial requirements were, you know, if they say, please send me information on three-bedroom homes, you know, then I might respond and say, you know, we'd be happy to give you information on three-bedroom homes in the area. Right now there are 4,328 that range from $49,000 to $25 million. Can we talk and narrow the range a little bit? But instead of just asking them, I want more information from you, you want to show them why you want. Why is it to their benefit? So that they don't have to sort through 4,300 listings. So you don't push them for information. If you have, and your personality comes through on websites and in emails. So even if they don't want an email, you know, whatever it is they want and how they want to work, that's what you match. And then when they're ready, they'll contact you. Obviously, if you don't respond to them because they're not going to come for a year, they're not going to respond to you in a year. And if it's a long-term situation, then that's where we would do some of the drip follow-up programs that are relatively automatic, that would just send some email from us